Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Yeah, look, lovely to see actually so many people obviously on this meeting this afternoon, and we kind of understand and recognize that service is clearly the most important thing, all right? And I think it kind of reflects that really with obviously the number of people. I know there's other events and bits and pieces going on at the moment as well. So, go service. Do you know what I mean? Because so I kind of came in. I actually came in. My sobriety date's actually today. I celebrate 9 years today, so that's amazing. Do you know what I mean? To be obviously asked to be able to come here today. Do you know what I mean? And do this, but I wouldn't have achieved that without kind of like understanding the rules of the fellowship. Do you know what I mean? Because like I was always that monopoly player that wanted to hide the money under the board. I don't want to read the rules. I don't want to understand how to play the game. I just want to win. I want to cheat. Do you know what I mean? I want to kind of go the quickest way around it to cheat as well. I don't want to kind of mess around like reading that big long instruction manual, and kind of when I came into Cocaine Anonymous, I was kind of told that I needed to go and read the instruction manual. All right. And for me, the instruction manual is the 36, principles of this program, the 12 steps, the 12 traditions, and the 12 concepts, and they kind of hold me in good stead when I kind of get to, kind of reaching into roles where kind of we kind of go, well, have you kind of got the right skills for the job? Because I kind of go, I'm an addict, I'm in recovery, so therefore I qualify. Do you know what I mean? And I couldn't never understand when, we're not special and different, all right? But clearly, I have to be able to obviously have a degree, of being able to use a spreadsheet or whatever it may well be. And even kind of, when we kind of get to the some of the lower roles obviously in Treasury, I have to be financially clean, not even financially stable. I have to kind of have a clean credit history to be able to be added to bank accounts, obviously for business accounts, or to set up accounts or whatever it may well be, So I kind of been given kind of that opportunity really, really early on to kind of understand the traditions. And for me, it really just sits around that last one in the traditions, and that's 12, because it just tells me that it's got nothing to do with me. It's just the principle of the matter, David. Because I'd always go, wow, it's clearly got to do with me. Do you know what I mean? It's everything to do with me, and it's not. Do you know what I mean? I'm just being asked to do something, and I kind of never see that. So let's kind of try and break it down a little bit. So, I've kind of been involved in Treasury kind of at most levels. I've done quite a bit of group service. We kind of have to remember kind of the important things, because it's like, someone doesn't want to check my work, but I'd much rather ask someone to recount the money than to kind of get home and then go, was it really that figure, or wasn't it that figure? Or, oh my God, I've kind of told the group it was that, and it isn't that. So it's kind of really important to kind of check. That's kind of the one of the big things that I learned. Ask for help. Get a second. Get someone else to count it. There's transparency in that. Do you know what I mean? And I love the transparency in that, because I kind of always kind of got, completely anxious in the fact that I kind of like, if I feel that I'm responsible for something. You know what I mean? It kind of like scared the life out of me. I kind of want to run away, like screaming from it, So to be able to kind of, be handling money that doesn't belong to me, because it doesn't at the end of the day, it's the fellowships, all right? I'm kind of just trusted with it. I love the transparency in that. All right, I love that. To be able to kind of like, call on the support of others to kind of like double check what you're doing. Is really, really good. And the thing is that, we've got the financial guidelines, and obviously Nick mentioned them earlier. Do you know what I mean? They're there to support us, and they're there to kind of guide us. Do you know what I mean? And with all guidance, kind of it's not kind of like, nail to your forehead, but at the end of the day, it's gonna burn you if you don't, do you know what I mean? Don't kind of go the right way with it, So we kind of try and listen to that, the thing is like we kind of move on to kind of district roles, and the thing is we can all count pound coins, do you know what I mean? But it's kind of like that pressure environment really, do you know what I mean, that I kind of thrive in really, to be fair. Although I kind of got my fingers burnt when I kind of got to CA UK 25, and I'm counting more pound coins that weekend than I've ever counted before in my life. Do you know what I mean? It's like, really? How many again? Do you know what I mean? So we kind of kind of better kind of, you know, be careful what we wish for there, you know. But, you know, at district, we kind of get to this kind of role where we need to kind of just be methodical, you know, I think is probably the best way forward for it. Like, you know, anybody can kind of learn how to kind of put a spreadsheet and how to kind of put a balance sheet together, you know, especially if obviously you've got really good sponsorship. You know, it's not impossible. It kind of helps if obviously you understand it and you kind of understand the mechanics of it, you know, but it really is kind of a methodical role, you know, something that's kind of literally like counting second at a time rather than kind of hour at a time. Do you know what I mean? You know, treasury for me is kind of, you know, I love the role because it kind of fits with my home life. Do you know what I mean? I kind of go and do the bit, obviously, on the day. You know, it's manic, it's crazy, you know, for 2 hours. And then you kind of come away from there and you kind of, you know, process all of that within 2 hours. And it kind of disappears again for like kind of 4 weeks. And obviously, at Area, obviously, kind of disappears almost for kind of 6 weeks. You know, then it goes crazy again and then it kind of goes back around in a big circle. So, you know, I kind of love that that it's condensed into kind of that really, really, really small portion of time. Although, don't get me wrong, do you know what I mean? It makes me sweat sometimes, do you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, it can catch you out, you know? So it's kind of having a really methodical plan about what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, you know, and kind of being organised, do you know what I mean? It's, you know, rather than kind of looking like someone's just tipped your desk upside down, which is kind of how it gets sometimes, you know? But, you know, like I said, obviously I was, you know, I was privileged to kind of be asked to be the treasurer at CA UK 25. You know, like I said, kind of went, oh, wow, the treasurer of CA UK 25. And then I kind of realised what the role was, you know, I kind of remember that convention sort of, it went quick that weekend, I can assure you, do you know what I mean? But to be part of a team of people that kind of went to that convention, we kind of went to that convention kind of in a red position and kind of walked away from that convention like 13 grand up or whatever we were, you know, it was just like madness, just unbelievable, you know. And I was kind of able to kind of bring some of my own kind of skills there, you know. For the first time, we kind of recorded the physical numbers of people coming into that event, like physical numbers by the day, because I kind of got there on that weekend and I kind of said to someone, we're going to count the number of people coming in. They went, yeah, you can't do that. I went, no, don't worry about that. I'll kind of create some crazy Excel, you know what I mean, to kind of add this up and do this, you know what I mean? And good from an accounting perspective as well, because we kind of got a really good balance of where we are, do you know what I mean? But we recorded over 1,000 people there at that weekend. You know, we kind of proved that, you know, so, you know, we kind of, thank you very much. We kind of get to the situation where, sorry, one second, bear with me. Thank you. No, that's fine, that's fine. Sorry about that. Yeah, so the thing is like, I've kind of am the current CA UK treasurer. You know, kind of all of the bits before obviously kind of go, you know, go hand in hand, you know. Kind of remember the first time kind of arriving there and I'm kind of like, oh my God, like everybody wants you all at the same time, all in the same moment, you know. And we kind of put some new processes, kind of tried to put some new processes in there so we can kind of try and, you know, ensure that we kind of understand what it is that people want kind of before they kind of all just queue up in a big line in front of you and kind of ask for it all at once. You know, and again, it's kind of about just being responsible, really, kind of double checking, kind of making sure, which is kind of why the vice treasurer role, you know, we currently don't have a vice treasurer. We'd love a vice treasurer, you know, not only obviously just to pass that position on, you know, but kind of from a, you know, kind of from just another pair of eyes. Do you know what I mean? You know, in this position, we kind of have a different kind of role. We kind of input into Sage and we kind of have an accountant at the background, obviously kind of adding it all up for us. You know, nothing's kind of, you know, it's very kind of rigid, very rigid. But we are in a kind of situation where, you know, it's easy to kind of just miss a digit or put something over there where it shouldn't be. And you can kind of send yourself mad looking at the same thing again and again. And obviously a vice role kind of helps with that, really. You know, but look, so, yeah, look, it's a pleasure, obviously, to be in service in any kind of role in CA, you know, but I find treasury very rewarding, you know, but it's kind of my skill set anyway. I'm kind of an Excel kind of geek, Yeah, and I love analysis and analytics. So yeah, it kind of really fits well with me. But listen, thank you for allowing me to share.